Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt das Kehlen, Perik, Chaf, Aleph, Mishnah, Gimel. I always wonder what's the best way to do this. Is it best just to teach the words of the Mishnah and then go back and try to explain what the Kehli looks like or to describe the Kehli beforehand? So I'll do my best to describe the Kehli beforehand. We're talking here about a special kind of a saw. And I've seen it in the Mefarshim different ways of explaining it. But basically what you have over here is two handles on both sides. That's called the Yad. Magera is the saw. So that's called the Yad Magera. In between the two handles, you have a blade that goes from one handle to the other, according to some. So let's try to imagine what I'm looking at. Imagine two poles of the Eruv. Two upright poles. All the way on the bottom, there's a blade that goes from one to the other. A little bit like in the center of the two poles, there's a wood that goes from one to the other. And all the way on top, there's a string that goes from one to the other. Other Mefarshim understand that the blade doesn't go from one side to the other. Rather, the blade protrudes forward. In other words, have like this frame, and in front of the frame comes out the blade. The blade is connected here somehow. Either way, you hold on to the handles and you move the blade back and forth and you cut big beams with this. The blade is tame. What happens if you touch the other parts of the saw? Let's see our Mishnah. Hanageya biyad megeir. If you touch the wooden handles, mikana mikan, you have these wooden handles on both sides. Zakta Mishnah tame. If the blade is tame, then the person becomes tame by touching the handles because it's a yad for the blade. Now again, let's try to picture this. You have two upright poles on both sides, two wooden poles. There's a blade. In the center between the two wooden poles, there's a piece of wood that goes from one side to the other. That's called an ama. At the top of the poles, there's like an air. There's like a string that goes from one handle to the other. Either a string or a band. And that string is attached to both handles on the side. And also in the middle, it has a little bit of a support. There's a little stick that goes from the crossbeam in the middle upwards, and the string runs through it. So if I'm looking at this contraption, I see again two beams to the side, a string on top like an Erev, a beam in the middle. There's another little upright beam between the middle beam, the middle crossbar, and the string on top, and you have the blade at the bottom. So Zakta Mishnah Bachot Uva Meshicha. Even though the blade is tummy, should someone touch the string or the band that's attached to the top, or ba'ama, or someone touches the crossbeam over here, the piece of wood that goes from one handle to the other, uvasenifin, or he touches the short piece of wood that goes from the crossbar up to the string. So we're soon going to see that he's tar in these cases, but the Mishnah is going to add two more cases where he's tar. If a person touches b'machbe shel charash, uvakashtonis, he's also tar. Machbe shel charash, can you help me with this? The carpenter needed some kind of a setup where he can either straighten out beams that warped a little bit or keep straight beams straight. Especially when he's working with them, he doesn't want them to start bending out of shape. So what he has is two heavy boards. Imagine two big pieces of plywood. I don't know if they had plywood then, but that size. Like two tabletops. Now there are legs at the bottom of the table. So I guess an easier way to say it is try to imagine a table. But the table has two layers of tabletops. The regular tabletop, plus a little bit higher than that, there are four pegs, and there's another whole tabletop. And what the carpenter does is, he takes a piece of wood, let's say, that's curved, needs to be flattened, and he inserts it between the two tabletops, between the boards. No, that's not enough. He has a kashtonis. Kashtonis is actually a very big screw. It looks a little bit like a corkscrew. It has like a half-circle handle on top. And then as the Batanura explains, he's going to tighten this screw and the two tabletops are suddenly going to start closing in on each other. Now, the part which we're calling a corkscrew, but obviously it's a lot bigger and thicker than that, that's the metal. So what our Mishnah is telling us in these last two cases, even if that metal is tummy and a person touches the tabletop or one of the boards, one of the two tabletops, or even if he touches the handle on top of the corkscrew. It's like in the shape of a keshes, shape of a bow, says the Batanur. So try to imagine like the handle of the corkscrew on top. Tahar. I don't understand. If anything is a handle, it's this that's turning the corkscrew. So this is something we've seen It depends how firmly it's connected, because they didn't connect it very firmly. I guess they just kind of slipped it in and slipped it out. Memela, it's not considered a chibur. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af hanageya b'mal bein shel maser hagadol is also tar. Now this is really a big saw. It's called maser hagadol. It's made to cut big beams. And basically, there's like a rectangle wooden frame on the floor. It's like, imagine you're already building a foundation of a house. There's no foundation. It's just wood laying on the floor on all four sides. Two upright sticks at the head of this rectangle and at the foot of the rectangle, and a big, big blade that goes in between. So Zakt Rabbi Yehuda, Afanageya, B'mal Ben Shel, Maser HaGadol, if he touches the frame, these sticks on the floor, the side ones, the ones at the head, the ones at the foot, if he touches them, tar. Only if he touches the handles will he be tameh. The handles are considered connected to the big saw, but not this frame at the bottom. Here, the Bat Tanura says the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Nogeya, Bayeser Uva Keshes. So before, we called the handle of the corkscrew a bow, but it's not really a bow. It's a piece of wood that's shaped like a bow. Now we're talking about a real bow. So you know what a bow and arrow looks like from Lag BaOmer, right? The bow is the curved piece of wood. And of course, there's like a string. There's a bow string that goes from the edges of the two curved pieces of wood on the open side. And then you put the arrow in, right? The arrow is held by the string. You pull back the string, and the arrow flies. Zak the Mishnah, Hanogeya by Yeser uva Keshes. Yeser is the string of the bow. Keshes is the bow itself. Yeser is a string? Yes, says the Matanur. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Kapitel Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis Kini Harashoyim Yidruchun Keshes. Koinenu Chitzam al Yeser. They aim their arrows al Yeser on the bowstring. Lirois b'may oifel yishrei leiv. And David HaMelech is mispalled that the tzaddikim should be protected. Anyway, as far as the halachis of Tumah and Tahara are concerned, Hanageya by Yeser uva Keshes. If someone touches the bowstring or the bow, now what's the tummy part over here? The arrow. Zakta Mishnah, afal pishi mesucha. Even though, like, the ammunition is in place, the arrow is in the bowstring and it's pulled back. So if there's ever a time that you would think it's called connected, it's now. But despite that, fin deswegen tar, the person who touches the bowstring or the bow is tar, because lemaisa, the arrow is not physically connected, not to the bow and not to the string. I mean, the string is touching the arrow, right? It's the pressure of pulling it back that's going to shoot the arrow. But as far as the halachis of tumah are concerned, that's not called connected. So if the arrow is tamei, and the person touches the string of the bow, he is not tamei. Zakta mishnah v'aitra mitzoidas ha'eshus. Now, this is a little bit like a bow and arrow, but it's made to trap this eshus, which is an animal. It says about the Nur that has no eyes. In Parsha Shmini, when the Torah talks about the Shemayna Shratzim, this is one of them. Parsha Shmini, Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasig Lamed, V'anaka, V'hakayach, V'halata, V'hachoymet. And the last one in the Pasig, it's actually the last of the Shemayna Shratzim, that if they die, they are mitama. It is V'hatin Shames. Tin Shames, that's this eshus. The Targum on Tin Shames is V'ashusa. What is it? Rashi says Talfa, that's the French word. The dictionary definition to that would be mole. What's the dictionary definition of a mole? Small, burrowing, insect-eating mammal. No. I hope you don't encounter one. But it really eats up the plants on the fields. So you want to trap it? According to the Beinu Sadyagon, it's a type of lizard. Either way, not sure how exactly this trap works, but it looks a little bit like a bow and arrow, and it has an arrow that's attached to it. Somehow this tinshames gets stuck inside, this eshus gets stuck inside. Zakta Mishnah, tahira. Why? Why should it be tar? Zakta Batanura, she'ein chashuva keli. The trap itself, it's not a real keli. They, like, you know, kind of stuck it together. It doesn't have the form of a keli, and therefore it can't become tame. Rabbi Huda says, well, it depends. Look, that arrow part of this is metal. So kol zman shehi mesucha. If the arrow is like set back over here, and it's placed in the trap in such a position where it's going to catch this animal somehow, so chibur, it's called a connection. In Ein Hanami, the trap itself is not much of a keli because you kind of just like stick it together. It's not really formed like a keli. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it still becomes tummy when it's connected to the arrow because Lamaisa, the arrow needs this. The arrow itself wouldn't work. So the mela, the wood around it becomes a yad. It's a little bit like we learned earlier, if you stam, take a piece of wood and put it into the handle of an axe. However, says the Batanura, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Mesechtas Kelim, Perichot Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, we have the Megera, which has two poles on the side, a crossbar between the two poles, a string on the top, and the cutting saw at the bottom. The saw at the bottom, the blade, became tummy. If you touch any of the handles on the side, the person would also become tummy. They are considered a yad, but if you touch the string on the top, or the band on the top, or the crossbar, or even the little piece of wood that runs between the crossbar and the top string, you would be tahar. Then we spoke about the carpenter's press. It's like a double-decker table, actually a table, two tabletops. There's a big screw. We called it a corkscrew. Obviously, it's much bigger than that. But it's like threaded. It's like it's like a drill kind of a screw, and you turn it on top with a wooden handle. And the two tabletops come together, and it straightens out a piece of wood or keeps the wood straight. Hopefully, there's just wood in between. And this metal part of the screw is tummy. But if you touch the tabletop or you touch even the handle, the wooden handle is like a bow-shaped handle atop your osotar. We explained that's because the handle is not firmly connected to it. Rabbi Yehuda told us if you have a frame of a large saw, the frame runs along the ground on all four sides, you would be tahar, only if you touch the handles, actually, that the actual saw is connected to. Only then would a person be tamei, if the saw is tamei. Then we spoke about an actual bow and arrow. And we said, even though it's like pulled back and ready to shoot, and the arrow is tummy, the person is tar because it's not really attached. It's just fit into place. The arrow goes into place. So that's how you shoot it. You pull it back, and the tension sends the arrow flying. But that's not called connected in regard to the halachis of tumma. Finally, we had the trap of this little animal that makes trouble on the field. It also has a kind of a bow and arrow. That's how this works. But it's a flimsy kind of a thing. It doesn't have the tzura of a keli. And therefore, even though the arrow is set to go, it is tar. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Yehuda says that if the arrow was connected firmly to the trap, and the trap is in use, even though it doesn't have such a keli tzura, it still can become tame if it's connected to the arrow. Here too, the Batnura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.